This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will interact with eminent economists in New Delhi today. He will elicit their views and suggestions for the upcoming union budget. Apart from economists, experts from different sectors will also attend the meeting, along with Vice Chairman Suman Beri and other members of the Niti Aayog. The budget session of Parliament will begin on the 22nd of this month, and on the 23rd, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget 2024-25 in the Lok Sabha. It will be the first budget presented by the Narendra Modi government in its third term. During the joint sitting of both Houses of Parliament last month, President Draupadi Murmu had asserted that this budget will be an effective document of the government's far-reaching policies and futuristic vision. She had said that along with major economic and social decisions, many historic steps will also be seen in this budget. An interim budget was presented in February this year. The second Bay of Bengal Initiative for Multisectoral Technical and Economic Cooperation, BIMSTEC, Foreign Minister's Retreat will begin today in New Delhi. The External Affairs Ministry has informed that Dr. S. Jaishankar will host his BIMSTEC counterparts at the event. The two-day event will provide an opportunity for the grouping's members to broaden and deepen cooperation across sectors, including in the fields of security, connectivity, trade and investment in the Bay of Bengal region and littoral areas. BIMSTEC is a grouping of seven South and Southeast Asian countries for multifaceted cooperation. Besides India, the BIMSTEC comprises Sri Lanka, Bangladesh, Myanmar, Thailand, Nepal and Bhutan. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will address the members of both houses of Maharashtra legislature in the evening today. On the second day of his visit tomorrow, the Vice President will address the faculty and students of Narsee Monji Institute of Management Studies, Mumbai. Mr. Dhankar will also visit Raj Bhavan. President Draupadi Murmu's natural love for sports and games was seen when she played badminton with the much-celebrated player Saina Nehwal at the badminton court in Rashtrapati Bhavan. The president's inspiring step is in keeping with India's emergence as a badminton powerhouse, with women players making a great impact on the world stage. As part of the Her Story, My Story lecture series featuring women Padma awardees, an iconic Indian sportsperson Saina Nehwal will deliver a talk and interact with the audience at the Rashtrapati Bhavan Cultural Centre today. In Jammu and Kashmir, the administration has established a seven-member panel to identify foreign nationals who have been illegally overstaying in Jammu and Kashmir for the past 13 years. This initiative aims to address the issue of illegal immigration. The committee has to identify foreign nationals illegally overstaying in the Union Territory since 2011. The committee's primary responsibilities include gathering biographic and biometric details of the illegal migrants and maintaining an updated digital record. They are required to prepare a monthly report and submit it to the Union Home Ministry by the fifth day of each month. U.S. President Joe Biden emphasized that NATO members should enhance their industrial capabilities to maintain an edge over Russia. Speaking at the 75th founding anniversary of NATO in Washington, he noted that Russia has increased its domestic defense production with assistance from China, Iran, and North Korea. 32 leaders of NATO countries, including the leaders of Finland and Sweden, the two new additions, are attending the three-day summit. Today is World Population Day. The day is observed on the 11th of July every year to focus on the challenges and opportunities caused by the rising population. It is a reminder to address population-related concerns and work towards a sustainable future. The day was first marked on the 11th of July 1990 in more than 90 countries. This year the theme is Leave No One Behind, Count Everyone. The Indian equity benchmark indices Nifty 50 and Sensex were trading low this morning. Sensex was down by 315 points and was trading above 79,000 mark, while Nifty 50 slipped 86 points and trading more than 24,000 when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.